welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse. Some 12 to 1300 issue recommendations will be dealt with by Farm Bureau's Resolutions Committee today through Friday. Committee Chair, Farm Group Vice President Eddie Melton on a few of the hotter topics.
We're always concerned about taxes and our House Bill 44 on our property taxes and also on our sales tax exemptions. Those are things that are important. We know that there's been talk on the state level about tax reform and all those things. So we're engaged and our farmer members are interested in where we are and what our policy says about those tax issues.
Those pocketbook issues are always of interest, and in recent years, so are those dealing with wildlife management.
In the eastern Kentucky, we're getting a lot of resolutions in on bear, and we're seeing more and more bear, and there's concern in the counties about deer. And of course, we've got the black vultures that has been an issue to our livestock farmers for a number of years here, and we've worked on things to do, but there's still a lot of issues with those.
The Resolutions Committee meets this week in Louisville, and Melton says it's important to the members, most of whom run for their positions, resulting in a true cross-section of the state.
There are two representatives from each of our 11 districts, so that's 22 of the members, and they are elected and chosen by their peers to be here and our members in those counties. And then we have the vice chairman of the Young Farmer Committee also sits on it, and then the women's chairman.
We'll cover more of the issues in a minute. We'll be right back.
Looking for some excitement? Come watch Cowboys Ride and Shoot in the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Contest in Freedom Hall, November 10th through the 12th. It's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Be sure to wear pink on Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night Friday, November the 11th at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. A portion of each ticket is given to Horses in Hope, a breast cancer awareness group.
The Farm Bureau Resolutions Committee consolidates and codifies over 1,000 policy recommendations on both state and national issues, from the Farm Bill to international trade. Always in the discussion and tied together are immigration issues and the availability of labor.
You know, on the presidential election, there's a lot of talk about immigration and how both those candidates are going to work with immigration. So we're always interested in agriculture and labor issues. Labor is very important to us.
While most policy resolutions are geared toward the farm group's legislative effort for decisions in the future, Melton says they may deal with educational efforts, for example, concerning the January 1st Federal Veterinary Feed Directive on livestock and antibiotics.
Trying to get information out on those, and there's a lot of concern about that, you know, that if you have sick animals, how we can do that and work through our veterinarians, because that is going to be the law.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.